Today we celebrate the feast day of another martyr, St. Wenceslaus. You're very familiar with him because you sing a Christmas carol that mentions his name every year. He was known as Good King Wenceslaus. Actually, he really wasn't a king. He was the Duke of Bohemia, and which is now modern-day Czechoslovakia. And he is the patron saint of the Bohemian people and the patron saint of Czechoslovakia. He was born in the beautiful city of Prague in the year 907. And his grandmother is a canonized saint in the church. Her name is Saint Ludmilla. She was the wife of the very first Christian Duke of Bohemia. And she is the one who really raised her grandchild, Wenceslaus, to be the saint that he was. So I think we can learn just something even from that, the importance of the grandparents in raising and helping to not only instill the values and morals in the grandchildren, but also really to raise them in the spiritual life, in the life of prayer, the catechism, so that the grandchildren can become great saints. So the role of grandparents is so vital in our society today. So Saint Ludmilla should be one of your patron saints. If you happen to be a grandparent, pray to Saint Ludmilla to help, because Ludmilla's daughter, who was the queen at that time, was really an evil person. And yet, Wenceslaus, Ludmilla's grandson, was obviously to be a great saint. What happened, it was a very sort of complicated political time. We had the two brothers, Wenceslaus and Boleslaus, that were the heirs to the throne. And Ludmilla, the grandmother, was having great influence over Wenceslaus and helping him to be a devout Catholic. And even as the Duke, he was giving money to the poor and visiting the very poor areas of Prague and taking food and clothing to the poor, and also trying to lead the country along the Catholic principles. But Wenceslaus's mother, who I mentioned was a very evil person, saw the influence of the grandmother upon Wenceslaus and had the grandmother murdered. So then Wenceslaus was on his own in trying to lead the country closer to God. Eventually, his brother Boleslaus became so filled with jealousy that he plotted an evil murder of his brother. And it occurred when his brother Boleslaus invited him to attend Mass on the feast day of Saints Cosmas and Damian. It was the morning of September 28th. And as Wenceslaus was on his way to Mass, his brother stabbed and killed him. And Wenceslaus' last words were, "May God forgive you, my brother." So immediately, Wenceslaus was acclaimed as a great martyr by the Catholic people of Bohemia. And his feast day was immediately celebrated, and popular devotion spread all over modern-day Czechoslovakia in honor of Wenceslaus. His place of martyrdom became a place of pilgrimage, and many miracles occurred there. So I think what we can really take from Wenceslaus' life, as I mentioned, the importance of the grandparents and passing on the faith. Because obviously, Wenceslaus did not get his faith from his own parents. He got it from his grandparent. And but we also see the importance of forgiveness. We see even as Wenceslaus was being stabbed to death, he forgave his brother, just like Maria Goretti forgave her murderer. So we should pray to St. Wenceslaus for this tremendous spirit of courage and forgiveness in our own lives.